your boy, the host with the most of Do Not Brag or Boast. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, I'm Chris Don One, and welcome to another edition of I'm Chris Don One Podcast, episode 159. How y'all living? I'm living swell. We got a good show today. Today, we're going to be talking about this chick named Samantha Pierce. She is a teacher that teaches in the public schools of Arizona. Her husband also teaches in public school down there in Arizona. I believe she teaches the 6th or 7th grade, and her hubby teaches 4th grade. And basically, if you've been living around on a rock, allow your boy to explain. Basically, they got into the news for all the wrong reasons. And some people are going to be for, some people are going to be against this story. But nevertheless, I digress. Let's get into it. Basically, these two are no longer working for, no longer teachers and teaching in Arizona. They both got fired due to some recent activities that they tried to promote as content providers. They basically created an OnlyFans account, and in this OnlyFans account, they uploaded explicit adult-oriented content, and some of the footage was recorded in her classroom. And that got a lot of parents there heated. And a lot of those parents went to the school board. Now, Samantha Pierce, better known as Chloe Carter, released a statement on her YouTube channel, basically telling her side of the story, saying that, hey, in order to make ends meet, we created this OnlyFans account. They felt like they didn't do nothing wrong. And basically, they even blocked their account from the good people in Arizona, well, in Phoenix. So if you lived in Phoenix, you would not known that they did content on OnlyFans. And basically, the kids found out that they did OnlyFans. And I feel like the reason, and a lot of people are not connecting the dots, a lot of people wondering, well, how did they knew she was doing OnlyFans if she got a stage name, is not under her government name, and she claims she blocked it in Arizona? Well, then how would they know that this couple was doing OnlyFans? Well, to sort of connect the dots, I feel like I know how they found out that they had an OnlyFans account, because they also have a TikTok account as well as a Twitter account, and they were using these platforms to promote their OnlyFans. And particularly with TikTok, like if one of your classmates or your coworkers have a TikTok account, it's connected. People can just type in your number, your phone number, and they will get a listing of what platforms that phone number is tied to. And that's how they found out Samantha Pierce, as well as her husband, had an OnlyFans, because they were promoting the OnlyFans via TikTok and Twitter. So, food for thought for people out there. If you guys decide that you want to create an OnlyFans account and you want to promote your OnlyFans account, try not to do it on public platforms such as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Because if your phone number is tied to these accounts, then all you have to do is type in, if you know the individual's phone number, you just type in that individual phone number. Or if someone has your phone number, they can search your phone number through social media. Quick story. I had an Instagram account, and I remember giving my phone number to one of my coworkers, and then like 7 days later, I get my coworker was subscribed to my Instagram, which is no big deal. It was no humdinger because I wasn't doing anything illegal on my Instagram. But I, you know, when I'm on social media, I kind of want to talk to people or interact with people that are not affiliated with me via my family members, my coworkers, you know, if I was in school, classmates and things of that nature, because I want to keep things separate. Okay. You know, that's how they ran across my Instagram. And it's fine and dandy. I didn't do anything illegal on my Instagram. That's cool and all, but I just didn't like the way how they were subscribed, found out my Instagram. And then, the floodwaters started pouring. People that I didn't even like at my workplace slowly but surely started subscribing to my Instagram. So that's that. So I felt like these kids did that same type of tactic where, you know, they either had her phone number and they searched her through social media by her phone number, via her phone number, or they ran across her TikTok. Now, in TikTok, if you want people that's in your contact book to know that you have a TikTok account, then all you have to do is hit yes, and then you subscribe to anyone that has your phone number through their contacts, and vice versa, okay? So I felt like that's how they found out that they had an OnlyFans. They just discovered the TikTok. And if you are subscribed to her TikTok, I know she got, either she scrubbed her original TikTok, because now she has a new TikTok. But if you look at some of her old TikToks, and if you look at some of her videos from her new TikTok account, it's still promoting their OnlyFans. Right. And I feel like that's how the parents knew, because the kids knew. And the parents were highly upset. I felt like the parents would probably be somewhat understanding, but still upset if they would have done the content in their own private bedroom, or if they want to get a motel or something like that. That's one thing. But I felt like the parents, now there were some parents out there that were, you know, I feel like there were some people out there that were grandstanding. They wasn't really upset. They just wanted to see someone get fired, because, you know, people get their jollies off of watching people get fired. Okay. That, you know, I'm pretty sure she had parents there that could not stand her. Because of, you know, a lot of parents hate teachers based on how the teachers grade their kids, and they take it too sensitive, and they're, they take it too far. And I feel like there were parents in that boat. However, there were some parents, I feel like, that had a legitimate reason to be upset, particularly when you're doing content, OnlyFans content, in a classroom. And that's kind of disturbing. And I could understand why those parents would be upset about that. Okay. But if you watch my videos, which is, I did upload two videos on my YouTube channel. I'm Chris the Don One. You can go check it out. Just, you know, I'll have all my links to all my YouTube channels, as well as my podcasts, as well as my Instagram, TikToks, and all that stuff. Down below, if you want to check those platforms out. Anywho, I said on my YouTube channel that basically I'm for couples that want to go the OnlyFans route and make some little money and make money that way. Or just to do OnlyFans. Let's just stop there. If you're a couple, or if you are boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever your situation is with your significant other, and y'all both agree to do OnlyFans, I feel like we shouldn't shame people to do OnlyFans. There are a lot of celebrities that we endorse, that we co-sign, that we follow, that are now using OnlyFans as a vehicle, as another source of income. And I know there's going to be older people that, you know, OnlyFans wasn't around when they were young. But we sort of co-sign celebrities that wanted to do Playboy or Playgirl or Penthouse Magazine. You still had your people that thought that was disgusting and things of that nature. But a lot of people were co-signing their favorite celebrity or their favorite idol going to those platforms. And I feel like OnlyFans is nothing more, nothing less than Playboy or Penthouse Magazine or Hustler or whatever. And with those magazines as well as OnlyFans, it's not like you're pushing people to see this stuff. It's not like you're plastering it in their face. They have an option to either watch it or not watch it. But to me, even though I agree with Khloe Carter and her husband, Samantha Pierce, aka Khloe Carter. And I feel like, you know, we're living in different times. And if they want to do OnlyFans, that's fine and dandy. And I said in my first video, as long as you're not breaking your contract or terms of service and things like that, that's cool. And as long as you're not utilizing their name, their likeness, or you're utilizing something that they own, then I'm cool with it. And I'm cool with everything with Khloe Carter did, but the only thing I cannot co-sign with is you guys doing content in a classroom. And I can understand why parents would be highly upset about that. I can understand why the school board would be highly upset with that. I can understand why the school board fired you for those terms. Now, they did give her the option to either resign or get fired. She chose resigning. Now, her husband, on the other hand, was instantly perma banned. He was fired. He was not given an option, okay? And since then, their OnlyFans has been disbanded. I don't know if Khloe Carter deleted the OnlyFans account or OnlyFans just stepped in and deleted the account. Because I'm pretty sure there's content in their account that showed them at this school. And the school is making waves about it. And they should. Khloe Carter, aka Samantha Pierce, does not own the school. Her husband does not own the school. Therefore, they have the choice and the opportunity to say yay and nay. And right now they're saying nay. They don't want to be a part of your endeavors after school. Now, I do understand what she was saying. What they do after school time is their time. And I understand that. Now, some people are going to say, well, you represent your job no matter if you're on or off the clock. Okay. And like I said, you have to look at your contracts at your workplace. I mean, would your workplace allow you to do OnlyFans? Would your workplace say, okay, you represent the workplace when you're here, but when you're no longer here, you don't no longer represent the workplace. As long as you're not wearing their uniform or their badge or whatever, you know, that's fine. But like I said, I co-signed with everything she said up to the point of explaining why they recorded the content in the classroom. I'm not for that. And there were parents that probably were highly upset about that. And I could understand that. Now imagine if you had a child at this school and they up here performing adult content on the same desk your daughter sits at. Or that your daughter goes to that school. I mean, I can understand why people would be quite irritated and quite upset with that. But I sort of co-signed with everything she was talking to and alluding to in that 10-minute video, except that part. That's something I can't co-sign with you. Now, the residual effects of fame, and now the whole world knows Samantha Pierce, aka Khloe Carter, a star is sort of born on social media. And this came out a couple of days ago. And since then, she's extremely popular on Twitter. I haven't checked her out on now. When I checked her a couple of days ago, she didn't even have 1,000 followers on her new TikTok account. And like I said, it's new. She's extremely popular on Instagram. She also said in that video that she's being harassed. She can't even go to the gym she normally liked. She was accustomed of going to. People are trolling and harassing her. And her gym membership is deleted. I mean, she no longer has a gym membership. And that's probably something that, you know, she wanted to do. She also getting harassed and hounded on social media. If you check out some of her tweets and posts, you know, people are in the comments section just trolling her and saying mean things to her. But if you're getting, that's something that you will tolerate. If the end game is now you're popular, people know about you, and now people are subscribed to your OnlyFans. Now they are on other adult websites. I don't know since then how this is on the back end, how they're making a profit off of this. And like I said, we're going to have to wait and see. Every time someone else is in this predicament, they have blown up and made a ton of money on OnlyFans. But OnlyFans, now 2 days ago, that account, the original account on OnlyFans got deleted. I don't know if it got deleted or suspended. But since then, they haven't been on OnlyFans, and they have been on the other websites. Now, with the other websites, there's probably a better cut for those other websites. And that's probably another reason why they chose the other websites versus OnlyFans. Okay. Now, there's a new website called Hamster, and a lot of adult content providers are telling me that the split is a lot better money-wise, income-wise on Hamster, I believe it's called Hamster, than OnlyFans. And I could say the name wrong. I think it's Hamster. I'm not 100% sure if it is Hamster, but I feel like it's new, but a lot of people say it's been around. And they say the split, the cut is a lot better on there than OnlyFans, which, by the way, a lot of people tell me that OnlyFans give you a fair deal on the split, on the income. Now, I don't know how much money they're making. I don't know if they're making $1 million a week or whatever. But if it's more than what they were making as teachers, then it was worth it. It was worth going through all these steps to get to the point now where they're their own boss. Now, I've seen the lady before. She's average. I'm not saying, you know, she's got a nice ass on her. Got a decent body, a nice face. I'm not going to say anything hateful about her. I just, you know, I'm just telling you, I'm just calling it like I see it. And I don't know how much they were paying on their OnlyFans. I don't know if it was subscription-based or you just buy certain photos and pictures. Okay. But, you know, I felt like personally, if they could continue to be teachers, maybe they could have rented a building and set it up like a classroom. You know, because there's a lot of people that get their jollies off of seeing a teacher getting banged in a classroom. And will they ever use that content again? I didn't see a lot of OnlyFans stars or porn stars endorsing them. I feel like that's going to be the next wave of attention. You know, if a porn star or an OnlyFans content provider is supporting them. But I feel like, look. This is, I don't know the residual effects on this. I don't know how much they're making off this. But like I said, we're going to have to wait and see. You know, I feel like by next week, we should know something. Is she going to be the top model? We don't know. But like I said, I was on board with them to the part where they said that when they started filming stuff in the classroom, I felt like that was something I can't co-sign nor condone with. Okay. But, yeah, that's all I got for this week of I'm Chris Don One Podcast, episode 159. Really do appreciate everyone that's been watching, listening to my podcast. I'm going to start uploading these podcasts on my YouTube channel. So be on the lookout for that. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys from coast to coast. I'm up out here. I will see you guys next week, next Saturday. Outro, baby. Outro.